They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
If you're not friends with us yet on Facebook or Instagram
or Twitter,
we're so Xmas.
Exactly.
You know what's funny, Chrysanthemum Cliff?
No.
When I ask Siri to play our podcast, I say, "Hey Siri, play We're So Xmas podcast."
Playing podcast We're So Christmas.
She says Christmas and not Xmas.
Interesting.
I know. Weird.
That's super interesting. I wonder why. I try to get Spotify to play ours because theoretically you can get Alexa to play podcasts now just by asking. But I couldn't get her to play ours. I'm very sad.
Alexa.
I know,
how
right?
How dare you?
I bought so many of her. You think that she'd just owe me. I have like six.
Whoa.
I know.
She's everywhere. She's always listening. The most awesome thing about Alexa is to be able to scream upstairs to my child without actually screaming at him.
Because you have a bunch of them, you can just say,
make an announcement. And so I don't have to scream up the stairs.
Wait a second. Okay. So I don't have an Alexa at my house. I don't have an Echo. I don't have, what else are they called?
How do you function at Google Home?
I don't have any of these tools. Mm-hmm. When I do cat sitting and house sitting and everything, I get excited when other people have them and I make her play all sorts of music and stuff. But I didn't know all of the things that she can apparently do.
It's amazing.
What is it, Brooke?
Just go make an announcement.
Is it your voice?
Yeah, you talk and then she, depending on what you say, sometimes there's like little animated noises beforehand.
But then she just pushes it to the other. Yeah. You can even say make an announcement to a specific one, I think.
Yeah.
But you can also use them as like an intercom system where you connect
and
to another
to
one.
Other. Yeah.
You can say drop in the bathroom.
This is a really weird thing. When they first came out, Carter really wanted one. And we were like, why? Do we really need something else we talk to? That's strange. And he wanted one so bad. It's all he wanted for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
When they came out. And so we got a deal on the first one. We got into like the beta program or something. And so we got him one. And now they've taken over. We have them everywhere. We use them for everything.
So Carter is an early adapter.
Oh, absolutely. At night, I go, Alexa, good night. And she turns off all my lights.
Can you control her from elsewhere? Like if I...
Kind of. You can do it from your phone.
Yeah, like if I'm here at work recording my podcast and I want to dedicate a song to my dog who's at home.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Every once in a while, because we use my Spotify here, I'll accidentally turn it on at home.
Yeah, it's a little disturbing. It took me a while to figure out what was happening.
But I can turn off lights at my house through her from here and stuff. Yeah, it's cool.
If you're like me and you do not have one of these yet, we're talking about this in part because it's a great Christmas gift idea and you still have time to get one. We are getting down to the wire at this point. So you need to make some selections that are going to make sense with getting two-day shipping. Or being able to drive somewhere close by and purchase something in real life.
The Alexas are great, too. They make a great gift. Because having one is awesome, but having... I mean, I'm not kidding. I think we have six. All right, let's try this. Alexa, make an announcement. You can't send announcements from this device yet.
Oh, yet.
Yet. Yet, that's the important word.
Oh,
so maybe
good.
Soon. Uh-huh. I was going to try to make an announcement to the dog.
I know. Mm-hmm. This is where my mind was going, everyone. I don't know if you know this about me, Brooke. Mm-hmm. I want to write, produce, and star in our own Hallmark original Christmas movies.
I did know, and I am so behind this.
So I was just imagining
how you can incorporate that into
Alexa. Yeah. So imagine this for a setup. So you have this couple and they've got Alexas all over the house. And then, you know, you can make announcements and all of that. But in the premises, you can make an announcement from elsewhere. So the husband, because the husband is always the villain.
Oh, yeah.
The husband is off having an affair with the secretary and he leans onto his phone and accidentally makes an announcement. And the wife is at home and he's like, "Oh, Diane, oh, you're so good at filing my papers." And the beginning.
That's a good euphemism.
The beginning of the movie is newly single, you know,
I like it.
Wife, because the husband is a toolbox.
It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's really good.
But Alexa doesn't do it yet.
Yet.
So.
Yet.
Siri might do it, though.
We can launch it. Yeah. We can launch your new functionality, Alexa, with my original movie.
It's brilliant.
The script writes itself.
Absolutely. It does.
Next Christmas, we need to make this happen. We have all the pieces to do it.
I want a series. Like, really?
Are they going to be short? Or
yes.
Is it going to be like an hour long?
Short.
Or 2 hour movie every time?
They're going to be like 8 minute movies.
I love this.
I want this to happen.
Vignettes.
So bad. I really want this to happen.
Yes. Yeah. I don't even know if this is a podcast. We've just been talking to each other.
What is the difference between this and a podcast?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know. So what else were we going to talk about?
So the stuff I have is, why are Christmas trees more expensive this year?
Yes, let's talk about that.
So this is really, really interesting, actually.
Okay. I trust that everything that comes out of your mouth is really, really interesting, by the way.
I love you.
A lot of what I say is
How
very interesting.
How much do you like video games, Heather?
Heather
yes.
and I had a bonding moment
have
over...
Have you ever really wanted to have long, in-depth discussions about processor speeds?
Do you like databases?
He loves databases.
Well, here's the question. Data versus data. I was having this discussion with myself in the car. Ha ha ha. Like, some people say data, other people say data. Is there a correct?
No.
No.
Tomato, tomato.
See, that is hard.
Yeah.
I think it depends on what I'm saying.
Could be.
You look up data, but it is a database.
Touche.
Yeah.
Correct.
Everything I say is super interesting.
It is probably interesting to someone.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So Christmas trees this year are slightly more expensive than they have been in the past. The average Christmas tree in New York right now, like, you and I go to get a Christmas tree here, I would expect to spend
$40.
$40 to $50, right?
Yes.
Average Christmas tree in New York is $90.
That's a lot.
Average Christmas tree in California is $83. Average Christmas tree price in Colorado is $79.
Hmm.
And Colorado. What's right? Anyway.
You should ask the people of Colorado or Colorado because they would know.
That's true. I don't know anyone from either of those places.
I don't either.
North Dakota right now, $33. Mm-hmm. So North Dakota is the place to go buy a Christmas tree, I guess. I'm not going to make the drive, though.
Can you have it sent in like Uber Eats?
That should be no, but I'm kind of wondering why not.
I know. Can you get an Amazon Prime Christmas tree?
Probably.
So, one year, we actually had the Boy Scouts deliver them, and it was awesome.
It was like amazing. You didn't get to pick it out, but it just showed up on the porch.
Yeah, 6 foot Christmas tree on my porch. And then 2 weeks later, they're like, and we'll come by and pick it up. I'm like, cool.
Yes.
The only thing that was disappointing about it is that we had to take it down probably sooner than we would have.
Way sooner.
If we had been left to our
Cliff,
devices.
Cliff, we should get a drone. And we should let people drive the drone and pick their tree and virtually cut it down and then deliver it to them.
That's brilliant.
Yes. It would be like a video game. It's like your other podcast
and
this podcast. It is a marriage of technology and tradition. Cliff.
Mostly, I'm just shocked that there is.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked that there is no like Uber Eats for Christmas trees. Like, that would make so much sense.
So that's what I'm wondering. You said they're really expensive in New York. Is part of it because of they deliver? Because a lot of people don't have cars in New York.
I don't believe so.
I mean, like, every Christmas movie would have me believe that you and your honey bunny would each take an end of the tree and you'd traipse it back
walk
to
it home.
You'd walk it home to your apartment. But maybe that was part of the cost. That was what I was wondering.
I don't know. All I know is that last time we bought a live Christmas tree, I stuffed it in the back of my hatchback. Which
we
worked.
Everything in the back of your car.
Which worked, but is not like
it
you're still getting
really nice.
But you're still getting needles out of your car in like April.
It is not the recommended usage of your hatchback.
Hyundai Accent. You can stuff a lot of stuff in there. It's crazy. Anyway, so no, actually, it does not include delivery necessarily, unless you buy the $6,500 tree sold at Soho Trees in New York.
What?
In which case, yes, it
does
gets
it
delivered.
Come decorated?
You get a. Four decorators, a day and a half of labor, 9,000 LED lights, and a custom-made tree skirt, tree topper, and delivery.
Well, that is actually
a
bargain.
$6,500, sure.
Because we do the Festival of Trees here, and it's a fundraiser.
Are they auctioned off?
Yes, yeah. But those trees go for between $10,000 and $20,000.
My mom volunteers at the Festival of Trees in Salt Lake, so Jane.
We loved Jane.
And the most expensive tree this year went for $31,000. All the money went to Primary Children's in Salt Lake.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, trees, expensive, not, whatever. They're slightly more this year than they have been in the last couple of years. And apparently the reason is in 2008, so 11 years ago, kind of the recession, 2008, less people bought Christmas trees, right? And so the way Christmas trees farm work, they're looking 10 or 11 years ahead of time.
Because
they have to plant a tree and then let it grow for 10 years before.
What?
And so because people bought less trees, they planted less trees. You know, they don't know how many people are going to be buying next year. You know, you're making predictions, but also they made less money. So they had less money to buy and plant trees. And so now 10 years later, when those trees are grown up and you'd start cutting them down, there's less trees available because they planted less trees 10 years ago.
It's like the great Christmas tree famine of 2019.
It's crazy, right? Can't imagine the cause and effect of 10 years of Christmas trees.
Now that you're explaining it, $93 doesn't seem like a lot for all that goes into it. 10 years of work, Cliff.
Right? I think that's the thing about Christmas trees that you don't think about is that's 10 years of watering, 10 years of like shaping. Like they have to constantly shape and trim those trees so they stay Christmas tree shaped and make sure they stay alive and probably do things like, you know, herbicides and make sure they don't get weird bugs living in them. And
I've always wanted to get a tree with a squirrel in it.
Absolutely. It would not be like Christmas Vacation.
Very Christmas Vacation, but the squirrel would be my pet afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, I just came up with another idea for a Hallmark Christmas movie intro. So you're out planting the little baby trees, and then a rapscallion of a stray dog comes over and makes pee-pee on your new trees kills them. And then the farmer's like, get out of here, rapscallion dog. And then this beautiful red flowing haired lady runs up and is like, that's my dog. Oh, I'm glad I finally caught you. And then the grumpy farmer melts from the beauty of the lady.
Have you ever acted, honey?
No.
Can you rush towards a dog as the wind blows your hair?
Probably.
Yes, you're hired.
She's in.
Welcome. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Brooke, for joining us. How many? 5 days in a row. I'm going to ask Santa to have you come back again sometime, Brooke. Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, you're no fun.
You are here with Heather Lee and Chrysanthemum Cliff, and we're recording podcasts for We're So Xmas. So you are actually being recorded right now.
Okay, then I'll behave.
Anyway, so that is what I'm doing right now.
Jane, we're so happy you're here.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
She's like, my mom's calling. Like, I gotta, like, I'm like, no, you're gonna answer. You're gonna put her on speakerphone.
You should have sent me a text. I would have been better prepared for them.
I didn't know that it was all gonna, I mean, I should have known, but I didn't know it was all gonna come together like this. But we talk every Friday.
Well, it's lovely to talk to all of you.
We're so happy that you're here, Jane.
I'm happy to be there. We gotta love Christmas.
Yeah. Perfect.
I love your podcast because you're both so entertaining.
Oh, thank you, Jane.
You're very sweet.
I will talk to you in a while then. Bye.
Bye, Mom.
I love Jane.